to that. Are you on tomorrow?
Yes.
Excellent. Look forward to DC. It is 12 minutes to six. Now, Labour MPs have privately expressed concern about reports that the welfare budget will be cut by the Chancellor in the spring statement later this month. One said there was always money for war, but none left to lift the most vulnerable out of hardship. But others said they recognised the system was old-fashioned and needed to help people into work. It comes after the BBC was told Rachel Reeves is planning billions of pounds worth of cuts to UK government spending. Ruth Boyle is from the Poverty Alliance and Tressa Burke is from the Glasgow Disability Alliance. And they're with me now. Good evening to both of you. Thank you for being on with us. Tressa, first of all, what are your thoughts? What's your reaction to news of these cuts to the welfare budget?
I think that disabled people feel quite strongly that when things get tough for governments, and in this case the UK government, the government is now getting tough on disabled people and wanting to place the burden and the blame on disabled people who are amongst the most vulnerable people in society. So very much an easy target. We feel that there's an issue with how these figures are being presented and for the case being made to cut welfare benefits. So yes, there is a situation where the country's in debt, but is this the responsibility of disabled people, or is it, as we know it is, the result of political choices, and where should the solutions really lie? And we feel that that would actually be around the issue of taxation rather than cutting benefits.
Ruth Boyle, what's your thoughts?
Well, I think we know that people in the UK are desperate for a government that delivers a just and compassionate society. And that's one of the reasons that so many people voted for change at the last general election. But these proposed cuts that we've heard about today don't embody those values. And as Tressa said, we know that they're going to be causing a great deal of anxiety to people across the country today. I think we need to be clear that any further cuts to an already inadequate social security system will push more people into poverty and will undermine the government's child poverty strategy before it's even published. So we think it's unjust that the government are once again looking to balance the books on the backs of those living on the lowest incomes. And we should be clear that that's not the only choice that they have.
Tressa, I just want to read you something and just get your reaction to it. So government insiders have told the BBC that the welfare cuts are designed to reduce the huge growth in health-related benefits. Shabana Mahmood, the Justice Secretary, was talking on BBC Radio 4's Today programme, saying that there'd been a huge rise in the welfare budget. There were too many young people not in work, education or training. What do you make of that?
I think that there is something about the way that these statistics are being framed and put to us. A report by Disabled People Against the Cuts shows that we're spending no more on welfare from our gross domestic product now than we've done at various times over the last 15 years. And they've taken their evidence from the Office of Budget Responsibility, and that's telling a very different story about spending. And all of this is coming at a time when, in fact, today, the United Nations Committee on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights in its concluding observations is urging the UK to actually increase the budget allocation for social security, and specifically to reverse the two-child limit, the benefit cap and the universal credit five-week wait, because these things are having such an impact on the shoulders of the most vulnerable people, and amongst that disabled people.
Ruth, what are you hearing? What kind of stories are you hearing from the people that you're supporting?
Well, our social security system should be a safety net that's there for all of us when we need it, but it's been systematically undermined by successive governments. And the stories that we're hearing reinforce that. So rather than protecting people from poverty as it should be, the social security system is actually forcing people into poverty. So what we're talking about here is cuts from an already inadequate baseline. So we're looking at stats right now that show that more than one in four of our children across the UK are living in poverty. We know that disabled people are rationing essential medical equipment because they can't afford the price of energy. We have mothers who tonight will be going without a meal themselves in order to feed their children. And all of this is on the backdrop of the fact that inflation is creeping up again. And that's something we're all feeling with our bills and our weekly shop. So that surely can't be the right time to cut social security spending. And there's going to be a lot of families across the country tonight who are already really struggling to keep their heads above water and are going to be wondering what this means for their future.
Tressa, tell us some of the stories that you're hearing from those that you're dealing with.
Sure. I mean, The truth is that disabled people are absolutely on their knees. They have experienced years of austerity. They've experienced the cost of living crisis. There's been cuts from austerity that have been passed on from the UK government to the Scottish government to local authorities. So that's had an impact on services, and people are really struggling. We used to say that it was between heating and eating. What we would say now is that people are actually struggling to charge things like independent living equipment, as Ruth was just saying there. People are cutting their heating. People are not even using their heating, talking about using hot water and blankets. People have social care charges to pay in the context of all of this as well. So that's a backdoor tax, an extra tax that only disabled people in Scotland pay. So there are a lot of things that our members are struggling with. Disabled people just do not get fairly treated. And what we know is that Scotland is a compassionate and fair country, and we want a system of social security that protects people and that gives people a basic dignity and a basic way of more than just existing, but actually being able to live a life of meaning. But our members are important to us that that's not the case. We recently conducted a survey and 93% of 621 people, so 621 is about 10% of our members, just over that, 93% of people were concerned about money. 71 cannot manage the money that they've got, 68% unable to afford their utilities, 58% unable to afford food and essential groceries. But the impact of all of this is much worse than just on the money. It's the money and the impact on supercharging mental health problems, really mental distress, as Ruth was describing, and people having a huge amount of fear and anxiety, social isolation and loneliness, and not actually being able to turn for support because so many of the services have been cut. So our members are really, really struggling at the moment, and this is the wrong approach.
Ruth, Rachel Reeves, the Chancellor, has previously pledged a fundamental reform of the welfare system. She said she's concerned over rising spending on health-related benefits. We've mentioned that already. Does the welfare system need reform? And if so, what?
Well, I think we can see from the stories that Tressa has shared there and the stories I've mentioned as well that our social security system is no longer functioning as a safety net against poverty. And that means that it does need reform. But we're concerned that the reforms that are being put forward and are being considered may be focused on cutting the welfare bill rather than reinforcing it. It's clear that that safety net needs repair, not damaged further still. So we would like to see changes like the removal of the unjust two-child limit to send a message that every child in this country matters, to remove that arbitrary five-week wait for support, and to implement an essentials guarantee that would mean that our social security system gives people enough for life's essentials. And right now, that isn't the case. People are struggling to cover the essentials on the very small amount of money that they are being provided. So we look forward to the review of universal credit and hope that we start to see some of these positive changes.
Thank you both for coming on tonight. Lots more to get into, I'm sure, at a future time. Ruth Boyle there from Poverty Alliance and Tressa Burke from Glasgow Disability Alliance. Very